moment. Teen Audio.
Hi, I'm Kim, and I seek the truth, and nothing but the truth.
And I'm Richard. I like to let my imagination take me away.
Humans are irrational. I am a computer and my data is always accurate. I am here to help them understand Marcel Duchamp's network of stoppages made in 1914.
When the artists dropped strings on the ground, they fell by chance, forming different curved lines. Duchamp used the same strategy to make the work to your right, titled Three Standard Stoppages.
Could this painting be a map, with the lines connecting different destinations like subway stations? Could it be wires of a machine? Or the branches of an old tree? Maybe even a family tree. And the green background seems as if it could be a field of grass.
Now imagine that the black lines connecting the dots are not there. What do you see?
Duchamp painted network of stoppages over his unfinished painting, Young Man and Girl in Spring. But only after rotating the original canvas 90 degrees. In the background, you can see the painting of the woman and man reaching to a tree, but they were originally standing up.
They seem to be lying horizontally in the garden. Could they be Adam and Eve? And what about that round shape between them? Could it represent the earth? Maybe this painting symbolizes the beginning of mankind.
What inspired Duchamp to create this painting?
Perhaps the artist believed that everything in the world had an origin. Like rivers, the lines run in different directions but flow from the same source.
I disagree. Actually, we don't know for sure what inspired Duchamp. But we do know in making many works of art, he often surrendered his own artistic choices to chance.
Hey, why do you always have to contradict me?
I'm just stating the facts like they are.
But art isn't always about the facts. It's about what different people bring to the experience of looking.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.